GreatSuccess.com.
Father, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you again today. We magnify the God in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray that you visit everyone. Let no one return back the same way. And grant everyone an encounter they will never recover from. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The topic remains blessed. All things are ready. Happy Easter to everyone, and hope we've been having a wonderful time. Without Easter, there is no Christianity, there is no Jesus. It wouldn't be important if there was no Easter. And Easter is the definition of Christianity. Without Easter, we are of all men most miserable. That means all our fasting is in vain, all our praying is fake, all our going to church every day is just social, it's nothing. However, praise be the Lord, because it's not in vain. Indeed, Easter is real. And because of what Jesus did, we can boldly proclaim and say God is good. We can boldly proclaim that we are alive, that we are strong, that Jesus reigns forever. Praise the Lord. Over the course of this year, we've done a lot of things. And today is going to be a unique one. It's going to be more of interactive because it's Easter. However, before we do that, let's just do a quick recap of everything we've learned this year. Remember, when we started this year, we started it on a note of focus and results to make this year a different one, to make sure this year doesn't look like every other year in our lives. And I pray that indeed this year will not be like every other year. It will be a year with a difference, in the name of Jesus. As we undo all the spiritual things hindering us from progressing, we also need to undo all the psychological, logical things. So at the beginning of the year, we did a topic called What is Your Destination? That means, where are you going? So my question for you is this: are you still going there? If you know you are still going to where you plan to be at the beginning of the year, put a yes in the chat. Do you still have that focus? Do you still believe God wants to take you to where He's taking you? Maybe a lot of things have happened. It looks like, oh, it's harder now. It looks so hard to actually see the reality of those things. But the question is, do you still have a destination? So I'm asking you, everyone, and I would love to get answers. Do you still have a destination? Are you still going to where God planned you to be? Yes or no? Do you still remember where you plan to be at the beginning of the year? Yes or no? Do you still want to build a house this year? Yes or no? Do you still want to get more souls in the kingdom of God? Yes or no? Do you still want to finish school, build that business, live more for Christ, become more righteous, do the will of God more? Are you still on that destination? Then second question is, we said crafting a fail-proof plan. Remember the plan we had at the beginning of the year? How many of us just check it? It's time to check it again. We are just concluding the first 3 months of this year. That means 1/4 of this year is gone. If 1/4 is gone, we only have 3/4 left. The question is, your plan, are you sticking to it? Are you playing by the rules that you laid out for yourself? The things you said you would do, are you taking it serious? Because this is the truth. If I don't take my life serious, nobody else will. So, the only way I know if I'm taking it serious is if I am keeping to the plan. Then the second one is programming for success, right? Are you still following the program? You said you were going to pray at a particular time every day. Are you still doing it? You said you were going to be fasting. Are you still doing it? You said you were going to be reading. Are you still doing it? You said you were going to be honoring your parents. Are you still doing it? Maybe you have to adjust the budget, maybe to increase it or reduce it or keep it the same. But are you still doing it? Are you allowing other people to help you? The next topic is how to let others help you. Are you still letting other people help you succeed, or you are trying to do it all by yourself? Are you taking advantage of all the counselors around you, all the people who have gone through the things you want to go through? Are you still letting them help you? That's the fourth topic we did this year. Are you still letting other people help you? Where you are stuck, where you are trying to cram your brain, trying to find out, what should I do? Why don't you just ask somebody to guide you? And remember, the goal is not to look for a handout, but to look for a way out. Let other people guide you in the way. Then the next topic we did is titled Stepping Out in the Face of Doubts. Yes, there are so many doubts. Yes, there are many confusions. Yes, there are many things that can actually tell you don't go out. Remember the scripture in the Bible that says, a lazy man will say there's a lion on the street, there's a bear on the street, and then he will not do anything. So the question is this, will you still step out in the face of doubts, in the face of negative challenges? And if you and I don't want to step out because of negative challenges, because of doubts, that means we are not taking our matter seriously. Because the only thing that happens when you want to step out is that doubt will come. If it doesn't come, maybe your dreams are not big. Is that challenges will come. If it doesn't come, maybe your dreams are not big enough. How do you measure that your dreams are big enough? Look at the challenges coming. How do you measure that you have a big destiny? Look at the challenges coming. See, they killed almost all the children during the time of Jesus because of one person. The mother and father of Jesus should be saying, what kind of destiny is this? But it's a proof that destiny is great indeed. During the time of Moses, they killed all the children. It's like every time there's a deliverer, there is always a massacre of all children just to kill that one child. All the other children didn't matter. It was just that one child that matters. So maybe you look at your life today and you're like, Jesus, I've been serving you. So many things have happened. But yet, why am I not seeing the result? Maybe it's because your destiny is great. If demons are taking your life so serious, it is time you and I take it even more serious. Stepping out in the face of doubt, and we dwelt on that so much. Then we went into the wells of water, and then we said the first thing is people. People matter in your destiny. As big as the destiny of Jesus was, he didn't do without people. His parents were the first set of people that managed his life. The destiny of the whole world lied in his hands, yet his own destiny lied in the hands of his parents. And that is why we need to honor our parents as much as we can. The wells of water depends on people. You will need people to fetch that water out. The destiny of your life, you will need good relationships. Then, places. You will need to be at the right places at the right time. And then, timing. You will need to be able to move right on time. If you don't move right on time, we'll be missing so much. And then, remember the last week, there are do's and don'ts of destiny. There are things we need to do. There are things we don't need to do. For example, please, if you missed that episode, listen to it. Please go and listen to it. It's free on the website, thegoodsuccess.com. And even if you are there, please listen to it again. It will be a blessing to you and I. Don't wait for it. There are things to do to make sure we can flow in destiny. You develop capacity to be able to receive more. And then today, marking and commemorating the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The first question I have for you and I today is this. And like I said, it's going to be interactive. Who is Jesus? Who is this Jesus that made all things ready? Remember, the topic is blessed. Are you blessed? Are you indeed blessed? Are you sure about it? Are all your actions reflecting the fact that you are indeed blessed? That even when challenges come around you, if you know you are blessed, you will still move on. Are you blessed? Who is Jesus? Praise God. Remember, in Luke 14:16 to 24, the Bible says, then he said to them, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. Everything is ready. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. And another said, I have bought a piece of ground, I must go and see it. Another said, they all began to give excuses. And the master said, you know what? All these people that I invited, all these people who are qualified, who are naturally supposed to be here, who are the men of dignity, they have excuses. So you know what? Go out there, invite all manner of people, any kind of people, the lame, the maimed, the homeless, the confused, bring them in. And he said, go out to the highways and edges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who are invited shall taste supper. How is this related to all things already? When Jesus died on the cross, he did some things to make sure all things are ready for you and I. He made some provisions by his death and resurrection. The first thing is, he delivered all of us from sin for those who he decide to take it. That is the first provision. We are delivered from sin. We are delivered from sicknesses. We are delivered from Satan and hell. All things are ready. But the question is, how many of us are partaking of the things that he has made for you and I? Do you know all things are ready? Do you know he has given all things to you? Do you know that all things are indeed ready? Question again, who is Jesus? The first thing we need to know about Jesus is that he came to earth as a man to die. He lived like you and I, had arms, eyes, legs, feet, walked around. He died as a man. He died on the cross and was buried. Then he resurrected on a Sunday like this, even though it was probably Saturday then. But on a day like this, Jesus resurrected. And not only that, he went back to heaven, exalted. And that's why the Bible says God has given to him a name that is above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to me? Let's read another story. Everything is going to be tied together. Luke 15, 11 to 13 and 31 to 32. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. I don't know how many of us have heard this before, but the rich man, the father of the prodigal son, did not take the portion of the younger one and give it to him. No, he divided his livelihood to them. That means there was a portion for the older son, there was a portion for the younger son. And he says, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. Praise God. That's the first part of that statement. So the question is this. Jesus died for you and I. And by his death, he has given inheritance to you and I. And that's why the Bible says, he has given to you all things. He has given to me all things that has to do with life and godliness. That means everything I need in this life has been made provision for by the death and resurrection of Jesus. Everything I need to live a godly life, there is a provision for it already. So let's go on. That servant, that younger son, he said immediately he got his blessings. What did he do? He went off. And that is exactly what most believers do. They serve Jesus, they get close to him for inheritance, and the moment they get blessings, they begin to see church as an hindrance. They begin to see Jesus as one of those people. There's a guy, a man I know. I think long ago, this guy used to talk about Jesus. He's a popular guy. If I mention his name, you'll know him. He's a popular guy. He would talk about Jesus and all that. Then he became successful. And not long ago, this guy started talking about Jesus in a different light. As if Jesus is just one of those guys that you can believe in. You can believe in anything or something like that. Now, this can be likened to the younger son who gathered together everything, journey to a far country. May that not be you. May that not be me. Do you know the reason why many of us are not getting blessed? Because God cannot trust us yet. He would rather keep us in the place. where we can keep trusting Him and not miss heaven and go to hell, than getting all the blessing and disappearing. Trust me, when you have money, when you have blessing, when you have influence, it's so easy to forget Jesus. Very easy. We saw so many examples in the Bible. Kings that will start following Jesus, following God, Jehovah, in the right way. And after a while, as they get older, get more affluence, they get more influence, get more money, they just begin to forget God and do other things. Imagine Solomon out of all people in the world. Solomon is just like the younger son also. He got all the blessings. In fact, before he got that blessing, that wisdom, he was ready to give God everything. And then when he gave God everything, after a while, the wisdom began to become foolishness. How can a man so wise like Solomon, somebody who spent almost everything to build house for God, now build houses for all manner of gods, all manner of demon gods? That's why the Bible says that you and I should be careful lest we fall. He said, if you stand, take it, lest you fall. Remember, all things are ready. The problem is not the things that God wants to give you. The problem is, can you and I afford to be blessed? T.D. Jakes preached a message sometimes ago. He said, can you stand to be blessed? Can you and I stand to be blessed? All things are ready. All these things we are running to get. If you invest in the kingdom of God, seek first the kingdom of God, and other things will be added. If we seek the kingdom of God, there is an assurance I give to you by the word of God, by the truthfulness of scripture, that you will surely be blessed. If you stick to God, serving Him, preaching the gospel, not just going to church and teaching, preaching the gospel, making sure other people are saved. If you invest in that as a child of God, and you do other things, other wisdom that the Bible provides for prosperity, you will surely prosper. It is very easy. You will surely prosper. But the question is this: when that prosperity comes, will you and I turn our back to Jesus, who died on the cross for us, who bled and bled and bled and suffered such shame? Imagine the King of Kings reducing Himself to a man. Maybe I should portray it this way. Imagine a man who is a king, very wealthy, being reduced to an ant to be walking on the floor. And then the ants are now beating him and saying all manner of things against him. It's even worse than that. But let's use that. That can be likened to what Jesus suffered. Imagine a big man, the one who made all the earth. Through the word, everything was made. And there was nothing made that he didn't make. Jesus was even the one through which everything was made. And then he reduced himself, died for you and I. And then we are now saying that because I'm rich, because I have influence, because I have wisdom, now I can talk about Jesus anyhow. Always remember that He died for you and I. That is why you got access to all things that are ready. In fact, for many of us, we are not qualified at all for all those blessings that God is bringing to our lives. Remember that first story we read? A certain man gave a great supper and invited many. All the rich people, all the wise people, all the politicians, all the professors, all the doctors, lawyers, all manner of great people were invited, but many of them are giving excuses. And God found some of us from grass, started bringing us to the level of grace. And yet, our mind will be tempted, that it's even tempted alone is a problem, will be tempted to be lifted up. May your heart not be tempted to be lifted up. May my heart not be tempted to be lifted up in the name of Jesus. May you not be lifted up in your heart thinking, I think I should reduce how many times I go to church. No. David, as a king, was going to church how many times? 7 solid times. 7. Go and praise God. You go and pray. I don't even know whether his prayer time and his praise time I joined together or separate. So that would make it like 9 times, right? That this king, busy, we'll always have time for God. That means the more blessed we are, the more time we should have for God. I know a man who is a billionaire, at least in Naira. That means he's a millionaire in dollars. This man would give himself holiday every week just to be able to pray the things of the kingdom. He's a pastor. In the evening, this man will be out there preaching the gospel every day with all his wealth. If you see him, you won't even know he has anything. When we saw this man, all of us buckled up because we are like, we are not getting anything. What's my excuse? That's how it should be. As you become rich, as you become blessed, as God begins to expand you, that is how much time we should begin to dedicate to the kingdom. That is how much money we should be able to pump into the things of the kingdom of God. Not that we begin to have excuses. I have a board meeting when you're supposed to be in church. I have a board meeting. You already agreed with God that this is the time I'll be winning souls. But no, you want to find every excuse. Do you know what many of us believers do? We find every excuse to leave God, to leave church, to leave the things of the kingdom. Why are the people in the world are finding every excuse to come to the kingdom? Nicodemus, right? As highly placed as he was, he said, if I go in the day, they may persecute me. Let me go at night. He found every excuse to come to Jesus. But what do believers do? We find every excuse to get out of him. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Let's remember that Jesus died on the cross for you and I to become his ambassadors. See, that job you have, you are supposed to be an ambassador there. You should never cover up your Jesus. When people see you, they should say, oh, this is Jesus personified. Every time people see you, their sins should come out to them. I'm not saying you are pointing out their sins to them. They should see your righteousness. You know what? When you see a mirror, what do you see? You begin to see all the things that are not right in your life. You begin to see all the things that need to be changed, all the things that need to be corrected. That is how you should be to all the unbelievers around you. That is what I should be to all the unbelievers around me. That when they are lying, when they are talking about how they womanized and did all manner of things, committed adultery, when they see you, their eyes should be pricked and say, no, that is the life I should be living. May that be your portion. May that be my portion. May I be a worthy example of Christ. May you be a worthy example of Christ. And remember, as we wrap up today, this topic is a clarion call for you and I to stand for Jesus no matter what. That your life alone, when you come into a place, everybody just sees Jesus. And the second part is this. If you read verse 31 of Luke 15, it says, and he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. Why did that statement come? When the older brother saw that the younger prodigal son was brought back and being celebrated for coming back home, he got angry and started accusing his father. See, I've been obedient to you. I've been serving you. I've been doing all manner of good things. Yet, you've not given me a small goat to celebrate with my friends. However, everything belonged to him. Because at the beginning, remember, he divided to them, not to him. He divided to them, both of them, his livelihood, which meant that everything the father had belonged to him. The same thing for you and I. Everything God has released to you and I, he said he has given to us all things that has to do with life and godliness, which means as a child of God, even as you begin to humble yourself and obey God and you begin to serve God, remember that service to God is not just going free. There is a blessing attached to it. There are blessings attached to it. Every time you serve God, remember there is a blessing that is promised. It is not free. See, it could have been free. It's a privilege that we are even serving God. However, the faithful God said, if you serve me, I will bless your bread and your water. You deserve the right to collect those things. I deserve the right to collect those things. Peter and the other disciples, they were smart. He said, see, Jesus, we have left everything to follow you. What do we stand to gain? And Jesus said, you have left brothers, you have left sisters, you have left mother, you have left father. He said, in this world, you will receive 100-fold, 100 times. Everything, not 100%. 100% is double. 100 times, whatever you have left. He said, I will give it to you. The question is, why are you and I not getting 100-time-fold? We should be conscious of that blessing because all things are ready. We are so blessed. When you move in the morning, be conscious of the blessing. When you move in the afternoon, be conscious of the blessing. Jesus did not just come to die for fun. If Jesus died to save you from sin, to save you from sickness, and to bring the wealth of Eden to you, you and I should not be missing it. You and I should wake up in the morning. The only thing that should be abnormal is if we don't see the blessing of God. The blessing of God is so normal. When God created us in Eden, what did he give to us? Abundance of everything. Some people will say, why did he put one tree in the garden? It's because our minds are still being tempted by that Satan again. Because the question is this: if somebody gave you maybe a million trees and he says don't touch one, why should we be bothered about one when you already have so many more? That's the question. God can decide to put anything in his garden. You don't own the garden, I don't own the garden. If he says I'm giving everything, these two or this one, don't touch them. Don't touch this tree, just one tree, don't touch it. And we are finding every reason to even talk about that tree. It shouldn't be. So the question is this: as a believer, if all things are truly ready, why are you and I not getting it? Why are you and I not getting everything he has made ready for us? We should never miss those blessings. Remember, don't be like the older brother that will keep walking, keep serving, keep praying, keep fasting, keep serving God. But the blessing keeps passing by every day. The blessings are there. God is not going to bring new blessings. No, the blessings are there. The thing is, we should wake up and be conscious of the blessings. Go and check everybody in the kingdom who is living in the prosperity mandate of God, that they are all conscious of their blessings and they all talk about it. So you and I too, we should wake up to that consciousness as we go to the next quarter of the year, as we go to the next 3 months. Say, as I'm entering April, April with a difference, April with my blessing consciousness, as I serve God, where is my blessing? Jesus, you are faithful. God, you are faithful. Where is my blessing? You can ask God. You can see several examples of people in the Bible. Nehemiah, I love that guy. Maybe you need to read that book. That guy, he didn't have any special calling, at least not recorded in the Bible, that he was sent to be a governor to save Israel. No. Just how could the walls be broken down? That passion led him to put his life at risk. And then when he got to Israel and started building the walls, he will say, God, I did this, I did this. Remember me, the Lord my God, for these good things I've done. And he will go ahead again and he will say it again. God, I have done this, I have done this at your name. Not for my name, not for my fame, but remember this thing and bless me in return. That should be our consciousness. That, Father, I keep serving you every day. Of course, you must make sure you are serving God. I keep winning souls every day, which is the climax of your service in God. You can teach, preach, do everything. If you don't win souls, some things are still lacking. I win souls every day. Where's my blessing? I need my blessing. You claim them, you take them, because they need to be there. If they are not there, then somebody stole them. Somebody stole those blessings. It's the devil. Because it's just like a program. When you are in a very organized setting, your salary is programmed to come out at a particular time every month. The only check if you are still working and then release it. You don't even have to do anything. So if it is not coming out, there is somebody that stole it. There is somebody blocking it from coming out. And I pray, even as we celebrate Easter, that the blessing of the Lord will begin to reflect in every area of your lives in the name of Jesus. Remember, Jesus died for you and I to bring us to the blessing of Abraham. If you don't know what that blessing looks like, go and read the story of Abraham. And Abraham was blessed in all things. Are you blessed in all things? In cattle, in silver, in gold, in all manner of things that you can talk about. His business, prospering and increasing. Not going down today, coming down tomorrow. No, increasing and increasing every day. He was blessed in all things. If you want to know the blessing, just go and look at Abraham. Abraham was a soul winner, was everything that God wanted, was a friend of God. Pattern your life after that and be ready to be blessed in all things. I pray that every one of us will be empowered to be blessed like Abraham as we do the works of Abraham. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to wish everyone happy Easter again. I hope you are expecting our blessings in leaps and bounds. Praise the Lord. I just hope you've been blessed today. If you've been blessed, share with other people. And please share, at least share the last episode with someone. The last episode, share with someone. And this one also. This is a clarion call to every one of us as believers. It's been a wonderful day today. And thank you so much for everyone who invited other people. Thank you. God bless you. And you are all welcome in Jesus' name. Make sure you enjoy your Easter Monday also. Enjoy and enjoy the blessings of God. Enjoy it in two ways. Enjoy the food, enjoy the spiritual blessings. Praise the Lord. See you next week as we start a new series also, and be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for coming today. I really appreciate you all.
a good success that comes.